I'm Mitch Wertley with this VPR News. The results of last week's primary election will become official later this morning. That's when representatives of Vermont's four major political parties will certify the results from 275 voting precincts around the state. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
At 10 o'clock this morning, representatives of Vermont's Republican, Democrat, Progressive, and Liberty Union political parties will gather in the wood-paneled conference room in the offices of Secretary of State Jim Condos. The plan is to have them review the results from the primary election and then certify the final results. Condo says today's certification will make it clear how many write-in votes Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Dan Feliciano received in the Republican primary and how many write-in votes Progressive Lieutenant Governor candidate Dean Corn got in the Democratic primary.
First of all, it's in statute that the canvass, when we finalize the numbers and confirm the numbers, occurs at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, the week after the election. We will at that time, that'll be the announcement of who has won the individual races, the official return.
Town clerks throughout the state reported very low voter turnout for the primary election. Today's certification will show if the turnout dropped below 10% of registered voters. Some lawmakers think having the state primary in August results in lower voter turnout, but Condos does not agree.
Keep in mind that people can vote early as much as 45 days ahead of the election, so there's ample time for them to get the ballot, go to their town clerk's office, request a ballot, and vote prior to the actual election day.
Today's vote certification will also determine the winner of the GOP race for the U.S. House. On election night, based on unofficial results, Mark Donka led Donald Russell by roughly 320 votes. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.